Focus on Healthcare Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we look at the medical loss ratio. Many provisions in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act focus on changing the way health insurance companies collect and spend premium revenues. One of these provisions is known as the medical loss ratio. This important provision requires insurers that offer group or individual coverage to report annually to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services the percentage of healthcare premium dollars spent in two distinct ways. One, to reimburse providers for healthcare services, and two, on quality improvement measures. This means administrative cost and overhead, marketing, profits, and salaries will all push down the ratio. The idea behind the ratio is to ensure that premium dollars are used as intended for health care. The Act sets the minimum medical loss ratio at 85% for large group plans, those which cover 101 or more employees. The required ratio is 80% for individual and small group plans. The Act expressly allows states to increase those percentages. Beginning on January 1, 2011, an insurer that provides coverage in a manner that does not satisfy the medical loss ratio will be required to provide premium rebates to each enrollee subscribing to that coverage. A major point of contention for insurers involves the types of activities that may be counted as quality improvement. The Act directs the National Association of Insurance Commissioners to answer the question initially while taking into account special circumstances of small plans, different types of plans, and newer plans. So far, insurer expenses for care coordination, wellness and prevention, and chronic disease management have all been discussed as quality-related expenses that might count toward the required percentages. Insurers have also argued that costs associated with building provider networks, health information technology, and utilization review should also count as quality improvement measures. At this time, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners has not yet completed this process and has indicated that it will release its recommendations to Health and Human Services for the medical loss ratio later this summer. As new information becomes available, the North Carolina Medical Society will communicate it via our Health System Reform Resource Center at www.ncmedsoc.org. That's www.ncmedsoc.org. This information will also appear in our bulletin, our weekly electronic newsletter. Focus on Healthcare Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.